This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour on the DJV program. Lots of powerful conversations going on, and that's a good thing. The ladies of the day are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner at the ready here. I'm Doug Steffen. There's a lot of good vaccine news. And even though you look around and see, okay, well, the vaccine reserve has been exhausted, what does that mean? There's no more. We've gone through all of it. There's a lot of stuff, side stories about vaccine being wasted at various drugstores and that sort of thing. You got to wonder what that's all about. But what does it mean?
This was concerning because this kind of came out over the weekend. Alex Azar had said, Joe Biden had said a couple weeks ago that when he took over, he was going to release the storage of the second doses that were supposedly held back for people who already had the first dose. And then the Trump administration, like a week later, said they were going to do the same thing. Well, it turns out there's nothing to release. So I don't know what happened here, and I don't know who is in charge or what, but we don't have this. Yeah, so now states are left wondering, okay, what are we even going to do? And is there, we don't even know, there's so many questions. Does Pfizer have, are they behind on production? Is Moderna behind in production, or are they sitting in warehouses waiting to be purchased? We don't know the answers to these questions, so this is going to make this is slowing down the rollout of vaccines, and it could be months. The effects could be months long.
It seems like it's more of a county by county issue more than like a broad problem. There are certain counties that are having problems where they scheduled a bunch of people for vaccine and then the vaccine doesn't get there to them. So, you know, I think what we're seeing here is federal government and the local governments just not working seamlessly.
Strangers in the night.
Did we ever get an answer? Was it ever answered when Pfizer went back to the, I guess it would be Operation Warp Speed, when they went back to them at the end of October and said, you know, you can buy another 100 million doses, and they turned it down. Do we know why that happened? I've never seen anyone give an answer.
I don't know. I actually haven't heard. There probably was one, but it probably just didn't get picked up because it probably wasn't exciting. But I know that there are, just talking to Jeff, there are lots of doses that are coming in and that they're still expecting. So there, it's not that it's a, like the wells are dry. It's just about how they're being deployed, I think, is.
Jennifer's fiance, Jeff, works for a large medical concern in Southern California. It would be a hospital. It is. They are distributing. They are giving the vaccine.
Yeah,
is that,
he had his Friday, actually.
He did. Okay. So under the circumstances, there are a lot of stories now, and I'm actually going to – I'm supposed to get my shot either next week or the first week of February because of just a number of things in my status. I might go by a CVS or a Walgreens about 7:30 tonight just for the heck of it, just to see if what people are saying is true. That if you show up at the end of the day, instead of them tossing the vaccine, people who are there, okay, I'll take a vaccine and see what happens. That's what I'm thinking is makes some sense. You know, why not? Why? What do you have to lose? Nothing. They're not going to arrest you. They're not going to shoot you. The worst they can say is no. And then if you're really curious, you say, well, do you have any extra? And if they say yes, and then the next question would be, what are you going to do with it? And if they have this blank look on their face, then you know something is awry, if you will.
If you do this program from jail tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. The business of masks and whether or not to have people wear masks, apparently there was an early decision made here that the public couldn't be trusted to hear the truth about masks, and that's why there's a lot of misleading information discouraging the use of masks, if you can believe that. The people that were mostly from the medical community had good motivation because apparently at the beginning there were a lot of you know, there wasn't enough. We all found this out, right? There weren't enough masks. I had masks made
Fauci.
For me.
That's one of the things that people go after Fauci for, because he said that people don't need masks, remember?
Yeah.
Well, he said don't use the N95 masks. That was
those are the good ones.
That was the second time around. Before he said it wouldn't be helpful for people to wear masks, and then he's like, oh, no, it would be helpful.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I think that I understand what they're saying about not enough masks, because at the beginning there just weren't enough. We were left flat-footed. Doctors needed them. Nurses needed them. People working in that industry needed them. So that's why I had. There weren't any good ones around. There weren't any around. So I had mine made. As a matter of fact, at that time, we were just opening up the farm again in the spring, the early spring, and we had 500-600 of them made, and they sold them all out in a month. So they were, and I still have mine. I still wear my cow masks, the farm cow masks. It's kind of cool. But wearing them, the full truth about this is that they are still very necessary and very important. Are there still people out there trying? Have we had price gougers at the, you know, like April, May, June? They were selling masks for $9 or something.
Yeah.
I don't think that's still the case, is it?
No, No, because everyone makes masks. I mean, you can go into any store and buy a mask, whether it's, you know, a medical kind of mask, like looks like what dentists and doctors wear, or if you want to buy a cloth mask. There's so many now that I think that they did the price gouge. They probably made a lot of money while they could, and, you know, now life moves on.
All right, so do we have an answer to some of the things that you can hear? I was listening to a talk radio program. And the focus was on, well, maybe we shouldn't bother getting them because they're not 100% effective anyway. And others saying, if you're vaccinated, people may be still, if you get the vaccine, you could still spread the virus. I think there's some truth to that, isn't there?
I was in a doctor's office on Friday. The whole office, including, you know, the non-medical staff, like the front desk people, and the whole office has been vaccinated with their full, you know, two doses. Plus, the other thing that came out over the weekend is there's a congressman in New York who got his second dose and a week later was in lockdown in the Capitol, and now he has the virus. And the doctors are saying the reason for that is you need 2 full weeks after your second dose before you're fully protected.
Right.
So, but in the doctor's office that I was at on Friday, they said that once you're vaccinated, the virus can not really penetrate your system, but you can definitely still transmit it and spread it to other people. And that's something that that a lot of people really need to realize, because I've already seen people say, oh, well, I've been vaccinated, so I can go and, like, hug my 89-year-old grandmother. You really shouldn't do that until she's been vaccinated. So there's a lot of misinformation, once again, about it.
Fauci says that these two vaccines are among the best ever created because of their effectiveness rate, i.e. 95%. That's Moderna and Pfizer. I don't think we don't know yet, because the Johnson & Johnson. What are the other? Johnson & Johnson's got one, and then there's another one.
AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca
got approved in the UK, but I don't think we are that far here yet.
Yes, I think you're right about that. Yep. So, anyway, the 32,000 people who got both of these vaccines, there's only, of those, only one person got COVID. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's great.
And, now, the other thing is, how many people, Dr. Ken explained this for us last week. I kind of want to underscore it again, go over it again one more time. That is the numbers here, the numbers game that's being played. Yes, there are more people who have died because of it, and that's all that you hear, mostly from the news media. You don't hear that way more people have contracted it as the virus becomes a little more, it's stronger, if you will. It's preying on our immune systems, because some people haven't kept their immune systems up during all of this. But also, in terms of percentages, way fewer are dying from this, even though more people have it. More people are dying from it, but the numbers are not holding up in percentage terms. That makes sense? So last week, 4,100 people died of it, but also about 5 times more people got COVID last week than did happen, let's say, 2 months ago. So that's the number. If there's good news, I suppose that may be it, that, in fact, there are more people getting it and fewer people dying from it percentage-wise, because it's just not as strong. It isn't. It's just
I
not.
I think we're also better at treating it, too.
Yeah,
knowing
you're right
the signs,
about it.
You know, and yeah, in the beginning, right. And remdesivir is really great. So I think they're.
And one of the steroids and. One of the dumbest things was when, and this happened even when I had it during the summer, is that it was basically go home, good luck, and go to the hospital if you can't breathe. That was sort of the thing, and I think I complained about it to you guys here. Now the doctors are finally catching on, going, hey, maybe, I know I can't believe I'll say these words, but maybe I could prescribe hydroxychloroquine. Maybe I could prescribe ivermectin. Maybe I could give them some things to do in advance of actually having to go to the hospital. And I think that's actually been helping a lot of people. Ivermectin is something that we haven't talked about a lot on this program, but that is being prescribed now a lot. It's like an anti-worm medication, essentially, that's been around for 40 years, but it seems to really be effective when you treat early. So when people are getting COVID, when people start taking this, it helps lessen the load of their COVID. So I think because people are being more preemptive and instead of just waiting till they're in the hospital, it seems like we're doing better.
That's a good thing.
I have a story to tell you about something that happened to me over the weekend. I received my new Works 12-volt multifunctional jump starter. It's got an LED light that provides road trip security. It's really bright. And Sneaker and I put it together on Saturday. Sneaker's a guy that works for me on the farm. And he looked at it and he says, wow, look at all the things you can do with this. You can, jump starts cars. There's enough juice in this battery. Imagine this. For those of you, I have this problem all the time with tractors and trucks on the farm. Batteries go dead, especially when it's cold. So this thing, do you know what a jump starter is, ladies? You've seen those, right? They call it a jump pack.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yep. You mean like jumper cables?
Yeah. Well, jumper cables, but they have a juice. You don't have to connect it to another battery.
Yeah, it's got its
the
own
battery's
box,
in
basically.
Is in yeah, the battery is in this LED light. Huh. It's really pretty fascinating. The light's so bright and you can take it has obviously the connectors for the batteries on it. So if you have a dead battery, you put this thing on the battery and it starts the car right up. Really fabulous. It's great there's a charger for cell phones, too, if you've got a problem. A tablet, small electronics, got it all there. It's got all the plug-ins. It features five work light, flashlight, and emergency light combinations. It's the 12-volt Works multifunctional jump starter with LED light. Available now at Works.com and also at Amazon.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You'll all be happy to know that the Chinese are they're trying to find out where the coronavirus came from. They're researching that now with the World Health Organization scientists. Where did this come from?
I feel better. Don't you feel better?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I'm comforted.
Yeah, 21 after the hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23, half the hour here on the DJV program. It's social media time. Jay Kirshner is in charge of that. Victoria is here. Jennifer is here. Doug is here. We've got pictures posted from weekend gigs. We have congratulations to Tom Brady. We have some information about the works, this new multifunctional jump starter. We were talking about all that stuff is posted on Facebook, right, Jay?
Yes, yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at DJV shows the handle. That's where you can find it.
All right. And some late-breaking items of interest and import coming up right after this.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right. So one of the things people are talking about, the weather is turning colder across the country. Hello, it's winter.
Hello, I don't want to tell you this, but it was 87 degrees.
80, I know, I heard you. Yeah. My children would be happy to tell me they were sweating. They had to cool the house down.
I turned my air conditioning on. I'm
yeah,
not
right,
kidding.
Exactly.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
Yeah, yeah.
Jealous.
So, anyway, the idea of what is happening and people going off on the deep end of things, it's winter, folks. It's January. It's supposed to be cold. That's the way it works. So the polar vortex apparently has split. And isn't that what people are talking about with some abandon? People are curious about it, or are they trying to... How much educational info, Jay, do you get by reading? You know, we all talk about all these Twitter posts and social media and how misleading they are.
Yeah.
Is there any...
Well, yeah, a lot of users are actually saying, like, wait, didn't the polar vortex happen last year? Do we really have to deal with it again? Oh, is it still 2020? The polar vortex happens every year. It's been happening every year since sometime in the 1800s.
Well, but nobody called it the polar vortex. They called it something else, the jet stream, whatever. But
yeah, now
nobody
we really
referred
have to
it
new
as the
names
polar.
To things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with the popularity of the Polar Express, now polar everything. It's polar this, polar that, polar bear.
You've got to add vortex, get it that yeah. little oomph, zhuzh it up a little bit.
Right, yes, exactly, an academic term. All right, so we got that going on. So are there Super Bowl predictions that have merit? What do you, all the ladies are looking at that. What are people speculating?
The majority of people are voting on Twitter that the Super Bowl is going to be a Green Bay-Kansas City kind of rivalry. That's with 43%, 41% say Kansas City and Tampa Bay. 16% said Buffalo and Green Bay, and nobody on Twitter said Tampa Bay. Buffalo
really?
Game. However, on Facebook, Chris is calling it full-on Buffalo-Tampa Bay game.
That would be fun.
That'd
two teams that no one ever cares about.
Right. I would like to have seen, except the Patriots suck this year, I'd like to have seen Tampa Bay versus the Patriots.
Would that have been great?
Yeah, you can mop them up. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I didn't think that's just what people are thinking. I don't usually give a darn about football one way or another, but I would like to see, I just think the way the Brady thing was handled was so badly done. The fans got really upset and nobody seemed to care. I don't know how it affected, how did the
Tampa Bay's
go?
Loving it.
Yeah, of course they are. But how many people do they let into the stands to watch these games? Are there any, is anybody going
Depends.
To watch the games?
Small
Depends
percentage.
On where you are. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay. But watching the, are the ratings up on TV for watching the games? People
looking
for things to do.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Four teams remain in the playoff hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky breaks down what happened over the weekend.
The reigning Super Bowl champs have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 Sunday and will host next week's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. It's the third straight season that the Chiefs have hosted that game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. And the NFC Championship game is set as Tampa Bay will head to top-seeded Green Bay next week after beating New Orleans Sunday 30-20. It's the 13th conference championship game for Bucs quarterback Tom Brady. He's 9-4 in conference title games, but an even 3-3 on the road. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NFL insider Jay Glazer says the Chiefs feel good about Mahomes' status and the likelihood of him playing in the AFC Championship game. No stranger to playoff football, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback Tom Brady says he enjoys playing with this team.
Just done an amazing job, and, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team, and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice, and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining, so... It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but, you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. My name is Doug Steffen, a fairly familiar voice around the country for a number of years. Jennifer Horn's very familiar as well here around the country and also in Los Angeles on KRLA. Victoria Keelan is here, a voice for the ages. She has been heard a lot. And never get I always wondered about this. Sirius XM is a formidable competitor in many ways. To what we call terrestrial radio. But do they ever get listener estimates? I've never seen any. I know how many people subscribe, but to the various programs. Like, they must measure it somehow in order to keep up. They've got 100-plus channels, various music genres and that sort of thing, so they must know what's popular and what isn't, don't they?
That's one of the great mysteries. It's a little inside baseball, but they will never, we believe, you know, they can fly satellites through the air and they can get, you know, they figured out how to get this into your car and into your home, but then they claim, at least they tell the hosts, oh, we don't know how many people are listening to your show. That's there because that keeps people from, you know, negotiating.
Wanting too much money.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Like Jennifer's got a great position to influence the contract talks with her job.
Right.
Because
you've
her
got ratings
are so good. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And we do well as well. It depends. It's very interesting how this program does here and there. It depends on the state. I remember we were the intelligence of people who run radio stations. This is not to fly in the face of people who are, you know, looking a gift horse in the mouth. But I remember being on in El Paso, for example. I was there, I think, 18 years on that station there. I'm trying to remember the call letters, and I can't off the top of my head. But anyway, we had a consistent sort of 3-7, 3-8, 3-9, which is pretty good for a syndicated morning radio program. That's when they carried us. And so the management changed, ownership changed, and somebody came in. Now, we're not going to carry that. We're not listening to that. No, get rid of that show. So they promptly went from a 3-8, 3-9 down to a point.
You should tell people what that means because no one knows what you're talking about.
That means how many out of 100 people, how many people are listening to that program or that station? So if you have a 4 share, like Limbaugh's typical ratings are between a 5 and a 6 in a market. So that means every 100 people listening to the radio, 5 or 6 of them are listening to Limbaugh. In Jennifer's case in Los Angeles, where the competition is fierce, out of every 100 people that are listening in the morning, she has 2.5. I don't know who's the half, but 2.5 out of every 100.
Don't judge them. Leave them be.
Yeah. So anyway, that's quite a great accomplishment. So anyway, just a little, inside baseball, just so you know sometimes how when somebody goes on the air and says, we're number one. Well, there are so many different demographics that you could be number one in 65 plus, for example. We're number one. You could be number one with women. You could be number one with men, age categories, that sort of thing. So at any rate, when they say they're number one, you've got to listen for the qualifier. And most of the time, they won't tell you what the qualifier is anyway. Speaking of qualifiers, we started talking about this, and it's worth one more snicker. If you didn't hear us making mention of the fact that the World Health Organization is in Wuhan to try to figure out, where the coronavirus came from, what are its origins. But they have been told by the Chinese government that they will not have access to anything really in Wuhan, the wet market or the laboratory. They call it the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You can't get in there. So that's where it all came from. So, you know, I love the Chinese government says we're doing a very serious investigation.
Yeah, exactly.
What'd you say, Jen?
I said you may not be able to get in, but you can get out just like the virus.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of the virus, the vaccines here have certainly garnered most of our attention. But you want to really take a shot at the pharmaceutical companies and what no good, dirty SOBs they are? Quietly, unless you have noticed this, when you're buying drugs yourself or you're buying particular drugs, costs have gone up on 800 different drugs since last year. In other words, the cost of prescription drugs has gone up, not rapidly, but slowly. This is one of the big issues for Americans. 3 in 10 say they haven't taken their medicine because it costs too much. So what are you gaining by charging too much and not selling it? I guess that would be my question to somebody who thinks they'd be a lot smarter than I am. Well, I run this big drug company. I'm smarter than you are. Really. I found in marketing, the more product you can move, as long as you do it at a profit, the better off you are.
But if you think about it, though, the people who can't afford to pay for their prescriptions, they don't typically have a prescription plan. And so they can hike the price. Clearly, the pharmaceuticals only care about who actually can afford their drugs. So the pharmaceutical prices go up. And then if someone has a prescription plan with their health insurance, it's going to get covered either way. So it's the people who don't have health insurance and don't have a prescription plan. They're the ones that, you know, no one seems to care about. And they're the ones who are rationing their, you know, whether it's insulin or any of these other drugs. And these are brand name popular, I call them TV commercial drugs. They're the ones that you see the most on TV.
Yeah.
They're the ones, well, that's how they're paying for the advertising. Right. They're raising all the prices.
Right, raise the prices. An example of that is Novartis. You see that advertised all the time. Last year, They made a company called Novartis is a drug company. You see them all the time in the advertising circles. Drug Cosentyx, which treats plaque.
I see that
plaque.
All the time, Cosentyx, yeah. Plaque psoriasis, right, that one?
Right, yeah. That's up 9%. Ambien, which is made by a company that's headquartered, its American headquarters are here in Framingham, Sanofi, that's gone up an average of 5%. How do you pronounce some of these things? Is it Epidiolex or something like that? Epidiolex? Epidiolex?
That's one I'm not familiar with. I don't know.
Anyway, it's up 8%. Humira, which is
that
an injection.
That one I know of.
Yeah, see those ads all over the place. That's up by 7.5%. So there you go. A big hiss and a boo. They all need to make money. No question about it. That's what we're in business for, to make money, pay our bills, pay for people to have jobs, all that good stuff. But you get down to the brass tacks here, and you know how much profit these companies are making. It's good. Great, in fact, for the stockholders. Fabulous. But then, what about, isn't there some human component? I'm learning the hard way with my new business on the farm that it's all about money. It has nothing to do with the sex appeal of saving the farm or anything like that. The investors, all they care about is, how much money am I going to make? That's it. Period. End of story. And that's okay, except I'd like to think maybe not everybody thinks like I do that there's something that is as great or greater that comes out of it. Yeah, let's all make money. I'm all interested, all in on that. But then, when you discount a lot of the other things that were in our case, in this circumstance, the reason for us doing it this way, it's a wake-up call for me anyway. I tend to be kind of a Pollyanna and think, well, everybody's doing things for good reasons. And that's not always the case. For example, I want to know why Bill Gates is now the largest owner of farmland in America. What's he doing? I've talked about this on the farm show that I do. If you want to listen to the American Family Farmer Show, it's on many of these same stations that carry the DJV program. And it's about farm, food, family, agriculture, how small farmers can survive, and stories of successful farmers. And one of the things that has become a problem is finding available land for the small farmer to use. And the reason is that a lot of people like Bill Gates are buying up all of the farm. I don't know what he's doing. I'm not saying necessarily that he's doing bad things with the land, but the land needs to be more widely distributed. The government owns too much land, and right now I would say Bill Gates owns too much land. So we'll see where...
What's he doing with it, though? That's really
the most important question. Yeah, right.
I don't think he's...
Are you using it for ag? Is that really kind of the bottom line here?
His power is creepy, I gotta say.
Well,
but
all those people
are
Bezos.
Bezos,
the same thing.
It's creepy, too.
Remember last week, I had somebody ask me a question. I thought I would follow up on something that we were talking about last week. Remember I mentioned Chuck Feeney's name? He's a New Jerseyan, Victoria, fellow that went to college. He came to America from Ireland, and he went to school here, and he started selling certain little, I guess it was whiskey and things. This was during the 1950s. He was going to school, and he bought some alcohol and was selling it to his friends to take back home with him. And from that was the root of duty-free shoppers.
Which is probably
the largest retail. When you go to an airport anywhere in the world, you all see the duty free shop there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest of this kind of thing. Well, it was this fellow Chuck Feeney started it, and upon reaching his 90th birthday, he thought $9 billion, which is what he had in the bank, basically, was too much. So he decided he was going to give it away, and give it all away he has. It's very interesting. He's on the list of Forbes 400 richest people in the world. By the way, the headquarters for Duty Free Shoppers Group is Honolulu and Hong Kong, which I found kind of interesting.
Huge for duty free. There are people who fly to Hawaii from Japan just to ship stuff
duty
back.
Free. Yeah.
Like it's crazy, the business that they do.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, he said, I didn't want money to consume my life. So last year alone, He gave $177 million to the fund against for dementia research, $225 million to build a new medical center in San Francisco, $490 million to schools in the Irish Republic, because that's his heritage, $390 to build Cornell University's new tech campus. Let's see here, $492 million to help promote democracy in South Africa. Let's see, $832 million toward public health and education in Vietnam. And if I go through the list here, he's given hundreds of millions for racial equality efforts, human rights initiatives, children's early learning projects. So he's given away. He's getting, well, he's over. He's decided that at 90 he would just give away all of his fortune, and he's working away at it. And that's an example of what he did with the money last year.
It's amazing. It's
pretty interesting. Huh? Yep, exactly. If you choose to do that, that's fine. In a moment, what the economy is looking like here, as long as we're talking about dollars and cents, right after these words here on the DJV program. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so the economy lost 140,000 jobs last month. Most of them were held by women. Employers cutting 140,000 jobs. December's job losses cap off what we know was a really bad year for working women, women of color. Black and Latina women disproportionately work in some of the hardest hit sectors, roles that don't have a lot of, you know, benefits attached to them, shall we say. Schools
no
closing.
Sick leave, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. What do we make of that? I don't know that there's anything
this
to make
really
of it other than
upsetting,
it's
though, but
typical
for the entire month of but for the entire month of December, the 140,000 jobs that were lost, every single job that was lost was by a woman. That is so upsetting and
but
so
how disheartening. But is it category, or is a suggestion
that
here, well, there's
right.
a bunch
every
of women over there.
Every single one of those?
I find that hard to believe, too. But
there are lots of stats. This was a huge story over the weekend. I'm surprised you guys didn't see it. It was everywhere from different sources. So, yeah, but it's really upsetting that it's women are losing jobs. Men gained 16,000 jobs in December.
So what does that say? I don't know. Well, I guess you can draw your own conclusions as to what it says. And because we don't have any more time to conclude, you're on your own, folks. 10 before the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fifty-three after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for a visit from Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. There's a lot of focus out there. Radio is a good place to get information. I don't know about you, Tommy, whether you watch some of these shows or not. I see the Fixer Upper shows coming back to TV. What is it, Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Yep.
They are a husband and wife duo that have a program on Discovery. So one wonders how many people actually, well, I know you've been on The Big Old House. What do they call it on PBS?
This old house.
This Big Old House.
Yeah, it's a great group of people and a great show.
Yeah.
And, I think a lot of those programs, I would say This Old House falls in this category, but also covers the tech side of it. But a lot of the softer programs, let's just call it, I think they're good for design ideas and inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A video version of Pinterest, you know?
Yeah, well, and it's like you read some of those. I have this dream of building another house for myself, and I always take things out of magazines, newspapers, and things that I see that come up as ideas.
Yep.
So it's cool. All right, Money Pit questions from our listeners right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, here's Liz. So Liz is to us in Colorado, Tommy, is concerned about exterior spigots for water. Is that going to give somebody with a, unless you want to dig a lot of holes yourself, you get somebody in with one of those ditch witch things to do it?
I mean, it could be hand dug. She's thinking ahead to the warmer weather. So, yay, Alyssa. We're all thinking ahead to the warmer weather.
All right.
She wants to add an exterior spigot about 50 feet from the house and wants to know if the line needs to slope so it can drain before winter.
But
here's the thing. It's going to be almost impossible to have this just totally drain based on gravity because with a yard drain, I see this along the shore, along the beach houses, Doug. They can have a pipe that comes from the house and goes out towards the dock, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it never goes up. It always pitches completely down. But in a yard, it's going to go underground and back up so that you can have the actual spigot, you know, on a tied to a fence post or something. So that's always going to be filled with water. So really, if you're going to have one of these in a yard, you've got to figure out a way so that it can be blown out
with
air.
Yep.
And drain, properly drain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you have any sections of that line that go up, then that's always going to have some water in it. So it's got to be designed properly.
We've all learned the hard way how that works.
To the far end of my yard, Doug, but it's part of my sprinkler. It only fills with water when we turn the sprinklers on.
Yeah.
So when we blow the sprinklers out at the end of the season, it's blown out of all the water that was in it.
Yeah, I've learned the hard way. I forget about the spigots outside the house. You can shut them off in the house, but if you don't drain the water out of them, then they still will freeze and bingo.
The geyser in the spring.
Exactly. Yep.
Turn on.
I notice in the podcast you have some laundry room ideas. Is that for how to do your clothing better, or is that how to make the machines work better?
Yeah, we talked a lot about, in this week's podcast, episode 2066, about how to brighten up that laundry space and make it more efficient. Because, let's face it, it is mission control for a lot of families today, more so than ever. We're spending all this time at home and generating lots of dirty clothes.
Yeah.
Think of all the sweatpants you got to wash, right?
You
know, which pair are you going to wear to work today?
Stinky. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, your newsletter, moneypit.com/podcast. This is all laundry room stuff. And at the newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter, I see you have an idea on attic flooring.
Yeah. You know, attic flooring is actually one of our more popular posts because folks are looking for storage space, Doug. And the thing is, in a lot of attics, when folks put flooring down, they ruin the structure. So we show you how to do that, get the storage and not wreck the roof at the same time.
Check it out. Moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Cheers.